all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio. This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or by going to veteransradio.net, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.net. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We also want to thank Eisenhower Center. It's a brain injury recovery center. Learn more about EisenhowerCenter.com. They're located in Michigan and in Florida. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at LegalHelpForVeterans.com. We want to thank VetBiz Central, which is part of the U.S. Small Business Association, VBOC, Vet Business Outreach Centers. VetBiz Central covers Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and can be reached at vetbizcentral.org. Let's move on to our programs. Welcome to this month's spotlight on NVBDC, which is the National Veteran Business Development Council, which you can find at nvbdc.org. I am Jim Fossone with Veterans Radio. Veterans Radio America is a nonprofit that has a partnership with NVBDC to spotlight some of its members, its corporate sponsors, and others to talk about the importance of certification for veteran-owned businesses. NVBDC is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses since 2013. It addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses in the government and commercial marketplace. NVBDC administers a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of governmental and corporate entities seeking to utilize certified SDVOBs. And we're happy to have with us today Michael K. Jackson to talk about the Export-Import Bank. Michael, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Jim, thank you for having me. Wonderful to be here.
Well, you're an Air Force veteran, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But as I said earlier in talking to you, I said, geez, I don't know a lot about the Export-Import Bank and how it might be of value to veteran business owners. Let's start there. Tell us about the Export-Import Bank.
Sure. And I'll just say that, you know, we at EXIM, we get that all the time. You know, we say oftentimes we're the best kept secret. We're trying to change that, though. Which I can't say the same for my name, right? So EXIM Bank, we are actually a federal government agency. So I always say that, you know, we have bank in our name, but we're not a bank. We're actually a federal government agency, and we are the official export credit agency of the United States government. And our mission is to support U.S. businesses as they do business globally and helping them grow jobs and thus grow the U.S. economy.
And let's back up, because you used an important word that I think needs some further clarification, and that is you're a credit agency. So tell us what that means for business owners.
So, yes, the official export credit agency of the United States government. So what we do, you know, we have a number of programs, and I happen to work out of Ex-Im Bank's headquarters in Washington, D.C. The way we're structured, we have regional offices, about 12 regional offices around the country. And I work in a specialized office out of headquarters that's housed in the Office of Small Business called the Minority and Women-Owned Business Group. And there are specific programs. So Ex-Im Bank, you know, assists companies of all sizes, but our specific mission and our team is focused on providing assistance to women, minority, and in this case, a veteran-owned businesses. And there are two specific programs that we have available to assist veteran-owned businesses to export their products and services into overseas markets. And that goes to, you know, the credit agency. So we provide the two main programs are our working capital guarantee, where if anyone listening is familiar with SBA lending, or even, you know, your VA home loan, we as a government are providing a guarantee to on a loan made by a U.S. bank to provide funds for U.S. exporters, in this case, veteran-owned businesses, to export their products and services in overseas markets. That goes to my point in terms of us not being a bank, but we actually work hand-in-hand with commercial lenders who are the ones responsible for actually making the loans to help businesses, veteran-owned businesses, get the funds, access to capital, to export their products. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is what we call export credit insurance. That's our bread and butter. That's most of what we do on the small business side. We provide export credit insurance, which effectively is protection against non-payment by a foreign buyer, either due to commercial risks or political risks. So this insurance, much like your car insurance or your house insurance, it provides a level of protection such that should something happen, should, for example, on the commercial side, if you are, I always say you might be doing business with a solid company in a rough neck of the woods around the globe, something happens politically, you know, war, insurrection, and you can't get paid. That Ex-Im Bank credit insurance policy covers you in typically up to 95% on political risk. Similarly, you may be doing business, say, in, you know, in a Eurozone country, right? Completely politically safe. That company that you're doing business with, say, for example, you know, they go bankrupt, right? They go belly up. They can't pay you. Instead of, you know, losing that entire deal, if you have export credit insurance, Ex-Im's export credit insurance in place, then similar to the political side, on the commercial side, you're protected up to 95%. So we say that we allow, you know, veteran-owned business owners to sleep easy at night, knowing that with that policy in place, should something happen with that international transaction, you're protected. We're removing most of the risk out of the equation, Jim.
Well, I think that's important for folks to understand. It really is a risk mitigation technique that allows maybe you to expand into markets that you might have thought there was too risky financially to get into. This precisely provides that sort of protection.
Precisely. And just let me say this, Jim, that, you know, that's really the biggest impediment to small businesses, including veteran-owned businesses, in actually exploring overseas markets. You know, those of you listening, you know, veteran-owned businesses oftentimes in the beginning strictly focus on, say, for example, a safe bet, which is providing their services, their products to the U.S. government. And that's awesome. But I always say that the next logical step is to take that experience, because if you are successfully selling to the U.S. government, then particularly for veterans, right, who are familiar with the globe, the next logical step is to, you know, then provide those services to either government clients overseas or commercial clients overseas. But one of the biggest impediments is always that fear of the unknown. And you know, Ex-Im Bank is in the business of mitigating risk and removing that fear. That's what we do.
We're talking to Michael K. Jackson, who is a business development specialist at XM Bank and works with veteran-owned businesses to provide them that sort of credit and risk mitigation techniques that are available that they may not be aware of. Michael, you work with NVBDC. Why was it important for XM Bank to work with the National Veteran Business Development Council?
Great question, Jim. Well, you know, Keith King and I have had a relationship going back probably a good, at least 5 years now. And the NVBDC has been a critical partner to Ex-Im Bank as we outreach to our veteran-owned businesses. You know, we work with, so I mentioned I'm a part of the what we affectionately call the MWOB team, the Minority and Women-Owned Business Team. I happen to be, for years, have been focused on specific outreach to veteran-owned businesses, as I am, a veteran and have always been passionate about, taking care of my veterans. So working with, the NVBDC was just a kind of a natural thing. I forget how Keith and I got connected. It was at some event years ago. And, you know, we've worked on joint events ever since. Obviously prior to COVID, I would attend the NVBDC's events, typically at least two or three of them a year. We've done webinars together, educational webinars, to really kind of like this venue with the radio program, in terms of just getting the word out about Ex-Im Bank, because I did mention we're oftentimes the best kept secret. So, Keith and the team at the NVBDC has been a critical component in terms of that outreach to veteran-owned business to let them know, hey, Ex-Im Bank exists and we're here to help your business grow.
And Michael, can you give us an example of maybe a veteran-owned business that Ex-Im Bank has been able to support and help grow?
Sure. So one of my favorite examples is a company called Chico Plastics out in Indiana, run by an Army veteran by the name of Craig Carson. And they have been able to utilize Ex-Im Bank's export credit insurance, which I just spoke about, to mitigate their risk. In fact, we've done webinars together, NVBDC, and Geco Plastics as well, as an illustration of how Ex-Im Bank works with organizations, veteran-owned business organizations like NVBDC, and also to highlight, exporters, small business exporters that are using Ex-Im Bank who are also veterans. So, Geco Plastics is a great example. They've been able to use Ex-Im Bank's export credit insurance which allows them to be protected from non-payment by their foreign buyer, and also to expand their overseas sales as well. Because just think about it from a small business perspective, just like, you oftentimes need a little bit of time to pay your suppliers with this export credit insurance. Geco Plastics and all the other veteran-owned businesses that use us and businesses that use us in general are able to extend open account credit terms 30, 60, 90 days and beyond to their foreign buyers, which gives them more time to get the cash flow together to actually purchase the product. And that what that does effectively is allows those foreign customers to buy more from our U.S. businesses. And this is exactly how Chico Plastics has used Ex-Im Bank.
That's a great example. And we're talking to Michael K. Jackson, Business Development Specialist with Ex-Im Bank. And we appreciate Ex-Im Bank being in the spotlight for NVBDC this month. But I now want to turn to the Jackson family military history. Michael, you're a proud Air Force veteran. You grew up in the Virgin Islands. Your family's been has a long service history. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So I probably, served in the U.S. Air Force. I come from a long line of military men. My dad served in the U.S. Navy, and so did three of my uncles and one or two cousins of mine as well. And interestingly enough, it was all Navy, and I decided to go into Air Force.
How did they let you do that? That had to cause some ribbing.
You know what? It did, because here's the story, Jim. So my dad, rest his soul, is the one that actually I came to him. I was in my third year of university, and I was interested in at the time IT was big communications. This was prior to the internet just blowing up, and I was interested in IT but studying political science in school. And I went to my dad and said, Dad, I'm thinking about going in the military. What do you think? And he kind of lit up and said, that's a good idea. Of course, I support you. And I said, well, I can't remember if I'm the one that brought it up or he brought it up, but he's the one that actually suggested that I go Air Force. He said, if you want the best chance of finishing your degree, and seeing the world and not worry about spending 6 months at a time at sea, then boy, going to the Air Force. That's what he said. So
sometimes that personal experience really helps. So that was probably pretty good advice. Tell us what your service time was about.
So in terms of the what I did in the Air Force.
Sure, assignments, locations. Yep.
Sure. So I did exactly what I set out to do. I was a communications computer systems operator. 3-0 was my AFSC, and went to my first duty assignment, and I wasn't even trying to go overseas, but it was a godsend. My first duty assignment was Ramstein Air Base, Germany. We had family in Florida, and I just wanted to go to Patrick Air Force Base in Florida, right? As fate would have it, I ended up going overseas, and it was the best experience. This was mid. This was late 90s, so I served during peacetime. So I definitely don't envy my brothers and sisters in arms that have served since 9/11, because I served during a relative time of peace. I was in Europe for 2 years, and really, got a chance to, one, serve my country, two, finish my degree. Three, really got a chance to travel extensively as well. And then my last duty station was at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia. Finished up there, did 4 years, short time, but it was a pleasure and an honor and a privilege. Just serving my country. I'm a proud vet, and as I mentioned, I kind of extended that legacy of military service in my family,
Well, and everybody who has served walks away with experiences and skill sets that they could not replicate anywhere else. And particularly at that time, in terms of your, most of us are young men when we do it. So it's also a time in life when you really get shaped in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Oh yes. I mean, my time in the Air Force, albeit brief, definitely shaped me. Some of that shaping had happened even before I went into the Air Force. So honestly, because of that legacy of military, my dad, he had me, doing hospital corners and just being
more squared away than most.
Exactly, before I went in, so I kind of had a head start, if you will, when I went in. But just just in terms of leadership ability and being thrust in leadership scenarios, you know, before, you know, one would think it was time, truly, truly shaped me. You know, it really did shape me.
Well, we want to thank you, Michael K. Jackson, Air Force, proud Air Force veteran from a long line of Navy veterans,
yes.
for taking some time on Veterans Radio today to talk about the Export-Import Bank, NVBDC, and your time in the service. And we appreciate all that you continue to do for our veterans out there in the business world.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We would again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. The U.S. Small Business Administration Veterans Business Outreach Center, Eisenhower Center, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. They keep us on the air, as does your support. Go to Facebook, go to veteransradio.net, and support our efforts. And until next time, you are dismissed.